and we will not believe, we do not believe, we are culpable for that unbelief. You're pressing back to that same tension again, and the ultimate question would be this. This is the question at the end of the day. Why didn't God choose everybody? Okay? That's the question, right? He didn't choose everybody to go to heaven. God could have made a salvation plan where there's no hell, there's no judgment, there's no condemnation, there's just heaven. He didn't do that. We know he didn't do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know he didn't do that. The Bible is clear there is a hell and multitudes are going there. In fact, it's pretty clear that more people are going to go to hell than are going to go to heaven. It's a narrow gate. Few are going to find it. Hell is going to be more populated than heaven. Now the question is, who determines who goes to heaven and who goes to hell? We know not everybody's going to heaven. If God wanted everybody into heaven, he's God, could have done that, chose not to do that. Then we ask the question, did God then choose that some would go to hell? Of course. Of course. He's the only one who could make that choice because he created heaven, he created hell, and he created man. You're back again to the same dilemma. Why? Because it glorifies God to demonstrate both his grace, his righteous grace, and his righteous wrath. And that's as far as we can go. But nothing is going to resolve that question. Not the debate between free will and election. Because if you say, no, the sinner's free to choose, then you have to ask the question, why would God let sinners make the choice if he didn't want them to be condemned? You can't ever get to the end of that dilemma.
Yeah, it seems like no matter how you look at it, you face the same problems.
God determined that some would go to heaven and some would go to hell.
Well, these are obviously difficult questions. You said to me before we began this hour-long interview that there's no way in this amount of time we could cover all the questions, and that's true. We barely scratched the surface. And there are lots of pastors and churches out there who hold different positions. Here's a question we often get from listeners who are convinced that Scripture does teach the doctrine of election, but perhaps go to a church where this is not taught. Is this an issue that's worth leaving a church over or even splitting a church over?
No. I want to say that you don't want to split a church over anything, really, unless you're talking about the deity of Christ or the character of God or the nature of salvation. I mean, if you need to put a fight up on the gospel front. But when you're talking about the secret decree of God and you're talking about those divine elements that are beyond our comprehension, you don't